You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio. Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell. The Big E.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio as we continue to celebrate YSR from Legacy Stadium in Las Vegas. It has been a big league week. So many outstanding guests, and everyone is refreshed and ready after the All-Star break. A few teams we're going to highlight tonight. One in particular is the Cleveland Indians, a team that has been a bit difficult to predict, a season of runs. And so it's great to have with us for the very first time, Zach Meisel. He covers the Indians for Cleveland.com and just released the new book, 100 Things Indians Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, from our good friends at Triumph Books. Good evening, Zach. How are you doing?
I can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing great. Life is wonderful in Las Vegas, and we are very anxious to highlight your new book, but we want to provide for the audience and all the listeners across the country, kind of summarize how the season has played out so far for the Indians. I mean, as I said just in the open, I mean, the Indians are one of the most difficult teams to predict. I mean, why have they been so inconsistent?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. They're widely projected to win their division, maybe represent the American League in the World Series. They graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. So maybe it's a curse. Maybe it's just the fact that it's been kind of a mind-boggling season. They've had one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. They've had an offense that's had its ups and downs. And it seems like it's been something different every night.
Okay, so talk to me about the Indians' offense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the issue that's been plaguing them recently, because the rotation has been phenomenal. They're getting a good quality start every time they go out there, but they can't produce enough runs. They averaged 3 runs a game in June, and that was only because they scored 15 in their last 2 games of the month. So it was a lot worse before that. So they've had some droughts, and they've had really only Jason Kipnis has been carrying this offense on an everyday basis. And they've got guys like Michael Bourne and Carlos Santana and Yan Gomes who have not gotten going. And I think the question is, will they ever get going, or is this just a lost season? And right now, and until they do turn things around offensively, I think you have to point towards the latter.
Okay, you talk about Jason Kipnis, but what about David Murphy?
He's been great, too. They've got that platoon that's been either their right field platoon or their DH, depending on the day, and it's David Murphy and Ryan Rayburn who have been, they've been great. The problem with them is Murphy can hit really well against right-handed pitching. Rayburn hits really well against left-handed pitching, but neither is a guy who Terry Francona inserts into his lineup every day. So, you know, you have those two guys, you have Jason Kipnis, but it takes a lot more to produce a consistent lineup, and the Indians just haven't had that.
Zach Meisel covers the Indians for Cleveland.com. Right now, we're zeroing on the timely and the relevant things that are going on with the Indians, and it's interesting because when you reflect back to last season defensively, no team was worse defensively. What, they had 116 errors. I want to hear about the improvement that they've made on the defensive side.
Yeah, and it's been a big reason why the pitching staff has really rounded into form over the last month or so. And it starts with the left side of the infield, and namely Francisco Lindor, a 21-year-old shortstop who was called up last month, and third baseman Giovanni Urshela, a 23-year-old rookie who's taken over at third base. And those two guys have been known coming up through the minor league ranks as really slick defenders who provide some offense too, but they're defense first. And it's not a secret that the pitching staff has really taken off once those two were called up.
You know, I'm just curious, Zach. I mean, the trade deadline is rapidly approaching. What kind of movement could be taking place with the Indians?
The Indians are in a strange spot. They've got their rotation is locked up through at least 2020. They've got Jason Kipnis, Yan Gomes, and Michael Brantley, really the core of that offense and defense, lined up or locked up on long-term contracts and for relatively cheap amounts of money, too. So they're in a good spot, and they've got the foundation that they need signed for the long haul. I think the question is, how can they build a better supporting cast? It's a lot tougher to do when you're a small market team, especially when you have a lot of dollars tied up in Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher, two guys who either are injured or just aren't contributing much, and they're signed through next year too. So the Indians are kind of in a tough spot because they probably won't spend much money. They're not going to acquire a high-priced bat that they could sorely need. And it's, you know, they're the American League, there's so much parity, and with the second wild card, it's almost like no team is out of it yet. So how many teams are going to identify themselves as buyers? How many are going to say they're sellers in the next couple of weeks? It's hard to say. So I think the Indians, they might be able to move some pieces that probably wouldn't be here next year anyway. Maybe a guy like Ryan Rayburn or David Murphy or Mike Aviles, a veteran who could hit free agency this winter. But they also might buy. They also might go out and get a guy who's signed beyond this year and isn't just a rental and can help them contend next year, too. So I think the Indians are looking at this more in kind of a long-term lens, and they expect to be contenders for the next few years at least.
Gifted sports writer Zach Meisel, of course, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He covers the Indians for Cleveland.com. Of course, he just released his new book, 100 Things Indian Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and catalogs some of the pivotal moments, the influential players, and essential experiences that illustrate one of baseball's most storied franchises. Tell the listeners across the country where they can get a copy of the book and a little bit about it.
Well, it's at any local bookstore in Cleveland, and it's certainly online at any Barnes & Noble or Amazon, any of the places you typically find a book. And it's really, as the title kind of suggests, it's basically 100 moments, memories, funny behind-the-scenes tales told by some players and people around the team from the franchise's history. And they were a charter member of the American League in 1901, so you can believe that it was pretty tough to narrow it down to 100. And the Indians, I mean, they've had amazing memories from the 90s.
Right.
I think every fan still clings to those today. They've had some rough times. The 40 years or so before that, they were one of the most pitiful teams in sports, which spawned the creation of the movie Major League, which is touched on in the book. And so there's a lot of memories. They've got a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of personalities like Albert Bell and Omar Vizquel that are covered in the book, and it's just, there's so much in Indians history, and I think a lot of it can get lost, too, especially when people focus on the current state of the team. But it's basically a book to reminisce and to learn about the history.
If you're a longtime fan, you definitely want to go out and get a copy of it, 100 Things Indians Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's his first time on the show, Zach Meisel. And, of course, check him out at Cleveland.com for all the Indians coverage. Zach, thanks so much. First time on the show. We would love to have you back here in a few weeks, okay?
It would be my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned. Much more of Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.